Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Happy Monday. We are back, baby. Welcome in. Great to have you. Hope you had a spectacular weekend. Hope nothing broke and everything went smoothly. I am Rob Brown, the great one, Alonzo, on the ones and twos, both of us. And I can say this before I even ask how Lonzo's doing. The answer is both of us doing better than the Cleveland Cavaliers this morning.
Maybe, I guess. I know they're not, they got their butts really, really beat bad yesterday.
In this series at large so far.
It was a Mother's Day gift to all the sirs' moms.
Yeah, somebody got called a mother yesterday. Couple people got called mothers yesterday. That was, for a team that came into these NBA playoffs as a one seed, for a team that came into these NBA playoffs as what? I believe the second or third shortest betting odds to win an NBA finals.
Don't you hate when you get got? Got. Thought Cleveland's. Cleveland's a real deal. They should at least go, you know, maybe to the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll face the Celtics, and now it looks pretty ugly.
It looks real ugly. The Pacers put up 80 in the first half yesterday. Miles Turner hit a fadeaway from the corner as time expired to get them to 80, which is tied with the 2017 Boston Celtics for the most points put up in a single half of an NBA playoff game. Both teams would start pulling starters late in the game. Indiana would only win this game by 20, probably should have won it by about 90. That was rough. That's rough for C-Town. And again, C-Town's banged up, right? Like they got some guys out there, DeAndre, etc., that have been banged up, that have been either unavailable or clearly still ain't 100% now that they are available. But that was just an embarrassment. They got doubled up in the first half. It was 80-39 after the first half. And you've got to take into consideration the fact that I saw a lot of people trying to mark this up to, well, Donovan Mitchell didn't play in the second half because he hurt his ankle in second half warmups. Sure, you were down 41 at the half, and he did play in the first half. I don't know that it would have mattered. You didn't cut the lead from 40 down to 20 because the Pacers, like, suddenly forgot how to shoot the rock in the second half. You cut it down to 20 because the Pacers said, "All right, boys, let's take a breather. Let's get ready for the next game. Let's get ready for the next one at C-Town." That was real interesting. We're going to talk about that game later on. We got to talk, of course, about the Celtics game three against the Knicks. The Knicks came back from down 20 in the first two games to win both of them. The Celtics absolutely laid it on the Knicks during game three. 115-93. It wasn't that close. It's incredible, Boston. It's incredible what happens when you hit your shots. It's incredible what happens when you play efficient basketball. It's incredible what happens when you run the set. It's incredible what happens when you make your shots. And I said that on one of the weekend shows. I had Bet for the Cycle. I was on Pat Boyle's weekend show. I was on Sean Levine's weekend show on the Infinity Sports Network. I did a lot of extra hours this weekend. And why not? It was a good weekend to do it. Mini camp. I was talking Panthers on a couple of stations. Hosted BetMGM Tonight on Friday. Like, it's been busy with a capital B. And we were talking about this Knicks-Celtics game on a couple of them. And one of the hosts, and I wish I remember which one. It wasn't Levine, I don't think. One of them said something along the lines of, well, Rob Brown, you keep saying, oh, well, they've got to do a better job making their shots. But, like, sometimes the shots just aren't falling. That's basketball. Which is fair. But sometimes the shots aren't falling in part because you're taking bad shots. Sometimes the shots aren't falling because you're not giving yourself the best opportunity for the shots to fall. If you tell me that to win $1 million, I need to hit 10 consecutive shots, where am I going to take those shots? Right next to the basket, right? I'm going to go stand right next to the glass. I'm going to go hit bunnies. I'm going to go make layups. If you tell me 10 shots consecutively makes me $1 million, I'm not going outside the arc to launch threes. Especially when I know that even when I was a hooper, I didn't have a great three-point shot. Like, it was fine. It was pretty average. But I wouldn't put myself out there for a three to tie it as time expires, right? And I go back to games one and two, and what killed me about Boston in games one and two was not that they were missing the shots. It's that they were taking dumb ones. It's not that they were missing shots. It's the NBA. You're going to have an off night. Sometimes there's just some little hitch in your shooting method that's out of sync. Happens to everybody. I mean, you got a little extra jump in the leg. Maybe you're a little fatigued in the legs. So your traditional jump shot isn't there. And it's hard to adjust, whatever. That wasn't the problem in games one and two for the Boston Celtics. What was the problem in games one and two for the Boston Celtics is that the offenses that they usually run and are used to running weren't there. And because they weren't there, they were kind of trying to force it. And so I got the ball working around the top of the arc. Nobody's driving. Nobody's going to the rack. We're even though we're shooting threes at a 25% clip, we're shooting 43s, and they're not going down. And nobody does anything different. That's the spot where. And I like Jason Tatum. Cody Decker and I had this fight on Saturday. I like Jason Tatum a lot. But if I don't have a Jason Tatum who is comfortable late in games when his team is fighting for its life to put the ball on the floor, to get to the rack, and to make something happen, then I don't have a superstar as much as I want him to be. After the first two games, I thought about you, great one. After game two, the second 20-point come-from-behind victory by the New York Knicks in Beantown. After game two, I had the TV on. I was sitting there doing show prep, getting ready for whatever show was coming up next. And I hear the word Superman on TV. And I'm like, uh-oh, new trailer? What do we got? What do we got here? What are we talking about? Because my interest is rapidly growing in the new Superman movie. We'll talk about that later. Rapidly growing. So I look up and I pay attention to the TV, and there is an advertising campaign, a joint ad campaign between the NBA and the new Superman movie from DC, starring Jason Tatum. And the premise of the commercial is that Superman is taking a day off and Jason Tatum is filling in for him that day. You seen this commercial?
I have.
Like, it's nothing. I really thought you'd like put him in the costume, have him fly around or something. Like, have him do. No, it's just him. And at like one point, he takes off his suit jacket and he's got the Superman logo on a shirt under. It's pretty low key Superman advertisement. But the premise was Superman is taking a day off, and Jason Tatum's the guy that's going to fill in and play the role of superhero that day. And this commercial aired about 3 minutes after Jason Tatum, for like the first time in that game, took the ball with seconds left to play, dribbled down into the corner, and got absolutely stuffed by Mikal Bridges. Went down to the corner, tried to rise up, look for a jumper, nothing there. Turns backwards to try to throw a holy bleep, I'm in trouble pass to literally anybody. Bridges just stuffs him and takes it, and then they immediately roll to Superman's out. Can Jason Tatum save the day? And it's like, nah, apparently not.
Can since you spent some time on TV, I don't know if you noticed the behind the scenes stuff. You know how we can move commercials around. In radio, can they do the same thing in TV? Is there a shot that some producer kind of moved it and stuck it right there after he saw that play?
Well, I would love to play into that theory that there is a hilarious producer behind the scenes that was like, y'all watch this. Realistically, that commercial has been playing like every third break during these games. This thing was getting played constantly during the break. And for the record, I was good with it. Honestly, I was good with it because I like Jason Tatum a lot. Jason Tatum is the star of this team. That is inarguable. I've made that point a number of times. That is just a fact. This guy is the star of the team. Jaylen Brown won the finals MVP last year. I think anybody who followed that series, that specifically the NBA Finals last year, but really the conference finals as well, knows that Derek White was the guy that really kind of carried this team last year, because there were a couple of spots where teams were taking away Tatum and Brown's shot wasn't working. Derek White stepped up. It's what I love about the Celtics. They're wildly adaptable. They're very versatile. They can play. If Tatum's not the guy, they can go to Brown. If Brown's having an off night, they can go to White. If White's having an off night, they can go to Porzingis and play through Porzingis. If none of those guys are having a night, here comes 92-year-old Al Horford for no good reason to go get 18, 12, and 10. Like they just have the ability to adapt. But in games one and two of this series, it's like they completely lost that ability. And to kick it back to the team we opened with, it's like the Pacers found it, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a Space Jam situation where the Celtics, like somebody took their special stuff and gave it to Indiana somehow, transferred it via osmosis with a basketball. I don't know how it played out. But this Celtics team in games one and two, the shots weren't falling. And in a spot where the shots aren't falling, that's where I need you to do anything else. Go to fundamental basketball. Work the ball up top. Have guys moving off ball. Set screens. Get around to the outside and dribble drive to the rack. And it's like, nope. Now we're gonna keep shooting. We're going to keep shooting. We're gonna keep lifting the rock. We're gonna do what we do. And on one hand, I appreciate the "we're gonna do what we do" vibes, right? Like, what you don't want to do is have one day for the number two seeded team in the East, one day where it's not working, one day where you're a little bit off, and then you go, okay, we got to do something different, and you lose what made you special. But you're the reigning defending. You're still the man now, dog. You're still that guy. You're still them guys. I understand wanting to do what you do, but what I'm asking you to do differently is just play classic basketball. Just play basketball. Come off the dribble, get to the rack, right? Like, just do your thing. And I really didn't understand it. I didn't see what they were doing. Then they come out in game three. Would you look at that? The shots are falling. New York's in trouble. I'm going to go ahead and call the shot. I think Boston's winning game four in New York. We're going back to Boston having the home court advantage. It was Jaylen Brown. And I will say this. This is not ordinarily something that I would love. But for some reason, out of Jaylen Brown, I did. Jaylen Brown's just got that. I don't know how to describe it, Zoe. Have you seen Jaylen Brown talk? He's just got that, like, that face that radiates intensity to the point of fear.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter who I'm rooting for, but I'm going to root for New York, which is weird for me, just because I want somebody new winning this year. There's a chance for somebody new, or someone who hasn't won the NBA title in a long time, right?
I don't remember when the last time the Knicks won it, but...
Have they ever? I mean,
yeah, but like
in the 60s, maybe,
like in the 60s, the New York Knicks last world championship was 1973. You weren't far off.
So I mean, I would like to see the Celtics lose. I would like to see Denver lose. I'd like to see Cleveland win, but that's not happening.
Why do you want Denver to lose? I thought you'd be a Jokic guy.
Because they've won recently.
Oh, you just don't like...
No, I want to see someone new win. That's all. See a little parody.
I like Boston. I like watching Boston play. Like I said, I think
Boston's a little boring. And I
don't find Boston boring at all. I find the quantity of threes boring when they're not dropping. But when they are, when they're, you know, what were they, 20 of 40 in the win? When they're 20 of 40, I can live with it. When they're 20 of 40 and they're racking up, you know, 15, 16 offensive rebounds a game, I'm good with it. I like this team. I like Tatum. I like Brown. I like White. I like him as players. In a weird way, I have like some soft spot for Al Horford. I like this team a lot. In a weird way, I'm also pulling for New York just because I want to see what the Bronx looks like if the Knicks win a world championship. The problem for the Knicks is Boston figured it out. Boston figured it out. All right. When we take a break, when we come back, I hesitate to jump back into this Bill Belichick thing, but I also am so fascinated by it. Like, the inner watches TMZ out of morbid curiosity in me is coming out. So we'll talk more about that and a whole lot more. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Welcome to the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This Bill Belichick thing is still a football story, right? Like, I wondered over the weekend if we have crossed from football story over into paparazzi, TMZ, pop culture, drama, whatever story.
See, I'm not sure it's a football story. I mean, unless did she indeed get banned from North Carolina? If she did, then it's a football story. If not, it's just some old guy dating a younger girl who is demanding and controlling, I suppose.
See, I there's two sides to it.
If it's in the middle of football season, then it's a football story.
Well, I mean, it's college football, which is more professional than it's ever been before. I've said before, I use the expression, the Rob Brown Show, no off seasons. The NFL doesn't really have an off season, and I don't think college football really has an offseason anymore. I think college football is, as it has moved into a more professional environment, is now a year-long event. I think you've always got to be dialed in. So that is part of the reason that I do think it is a football story. I think part of the reason that it is a football story is because of the amount of money that North Carolina is paying Bill Belichick to come in and run this program like a professional sporting outfit. And I think the other reason that it still feels like a football story to me, as dramatic as it might be, as drama-filled as it might be, is because, to some degree, even if you don't like the guy, there is still a level of respect for Bill Belichick, for what he did and built and managed and ran and succeeded with as an NFL head coach, as arguably, I don't even think arguably, as definitively the GOAT of NFL coaching. The legacy of Bill Belichick is absolutely something that I think people, for whatever reason, a variety of them, I'm sure, do care about. For me, it is, much like many things are, I love the NFL. The NFL is, I am a professional football guy before I'm a college football guy. I know that to many of you, that is blasphemy. But it is what it is. And so I think there are a number of people who go, if Hoodie, for whatever reason, sees his legacy tarnished at the college level, then to some degree, it'll be a negative view on the NFL. I'm not saying they're right.
How
people see it.
How would it be tarnished? There's a bunch of NFL coaches who went down to college and didn't do well. I don't know that it tarnishes it.
The not doing well, under the optics of, you do not have to agree that this is happening, but there are a lot of us who do. The optics of being picked up to bring that mentality down to the college ranks, and then instead of that, we see what appears to be on the outside looking in, Bill Belichick being managed, handled, controlled, perhaps, by a 24-year-old woman. So on Friday's show, during the show, and it was nice to have some breaking news in the show instead of seconds after it's over, as is the norm, Pablo Torre put out a report from hashtag sources that Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend had been banned from the North Carolina practice facilities. We were talking about it on the air as this report was coming out. I said, Lonzo said, well, do we know this is real or is this just a trust me, bro moment? The answer to me was, I don't know. But it kind of feels like this would be a big thing for Pablo Torre to get wrong. It is, maybe because we are in the offseason, it is the biggest story in the sports landscape right now. And that is a pretty massive accusation to make without being, you know, pretty confident in it. Well, Pablo Torre says, while we are on the air on Friday, Jordan Hudson has been banned from the UNC practice facilities. Within like an hour, because it was before I left the building on Friday, North Carolina put out a statement that said, that's not true. Jordan Hudson is still welcome at the practice facilities. Then some other media members doubled down and said North Carolina did not outright ban her, but did kind of ask that she, for the time being, be made scarce around the facility.
Okay. When we said ban, we didn't mean. I mean, you took. But we think of ban in a different way than you think of ban. Okay, it's just a matter of perspective. A ban's a ban, dude. So if you got it wrong, you got it wrong. Are the people who reported it was banned? If North Carolina said it, she wasn't. Unless there's more here.
Well, that's, again, like that to me is part of the story. If they went to Bill and said, hey, we don't think it is appropriate for her to be around the building right now, even if it is not an official ban, you get it, right? Like you get the point.
No, it needs to be on letterhead. It needs to, I mean, it's, for
written
it to be
calligraphy. Well,
to be official, I don't know how they speak in North Carolina at that university. I don't know.
She ain't welcome around here no more. I don't think that's how they speak on Tobacco Road.
Yeah, I think there's a graduate right over there, and I don't think they speak that way.
But pretty sure they don't.
I could be wrong.
All of that being said, the fact that this is as big as it is, the fact that it's as big as it is, I think, stems from two places. Number one, again, the most notorious coach in the history of the National Football League. And number two, a university that, and this is just my opinion, North Carolina is not, just on paper, just not going to be as good as they were last year. Doesn't matter who the coach is. Could bring Nick Saban out of retirement. They lost Drake May a couple of years ago. They've lost Amarian Hampton, who was that team, in my ever so humble opinion, last year. They just don't have the dogs that they had for a couple of years.
It seems to me with North Carolina, I'm curious because you were high on them for a couple of years and they were not that good. So I wonder if it's the opposite effect. I can't wait to see.
I mean, we'll find out. There are people who are putting bets down on UNC to win the ACC this year.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a possibility. I know you don't think so, but it's definitely a possibility.
I'm not going to put a Paul Pierce walk to work bet down on it.
Okay.
All right. Mainly because
it's a long walk.
That sounds exhausting.
Yes.
I would have to legitimately leave my house at 11 o'clock at night to walk here, to be here in time to do the show.
You take into account rest periods and all that kind of stuff?
Nope.
Hiding from ne'er-do-wells. I mean, you know, I'm guessing you don't go through every good neighborhood.
Honestly, from my house to here, it's my neighborhood's fine. Then it's a long walk down Haywood. Then it would be walking on the side of the interstate for about 2 miles. I'm not doing it. Forget all that. I'm a fat ass and I don't want to. All right, that's it. That's it. It's not a where or consideration about health, safety, and well-being. No, no. I just am lazy, fat, and don't want to. But the reason I've said that is because I just, Carolina had coming through there, arguably the best quarterback they've had in a long time in Drake May. To me, hands down, the best running back they've had in a long time in Amarian Hampton. They couldn't do it with those guys. They don't have those guys. Those guys are gone. But regardless of the talent on the paper, regardless of the recruiting class, regardless, they are paying Bill Belichick tens of millions of dollars to come in and run this thing like a pro outfit. And right now, whether it's fair or not, whether it's accurate or not, right now, that program is like surrounded by TMZ.
It's exactly what you said it was. It's TMZ interest, because right now, what harm has she caused? It's not like it's, you know, third game of the season, she's on the sideline calling plays. I mean, that's different. Not, if she's qualified, fine. If she's down there and she's calling really good plays, no one's going to care. What has she really done other than supposedly disrupt a hit piece on a news show?
So CBS, by the way, to follow up on that, and then I'll answer that question. CBS, by the way, since that whole interview dropped and there was a back and forth about all was it, the producer of the piece? Somebody affiliated to the creation of that interview said, oh, it was worse than that. We cut a lot out of it, but it was worse than that. Again, take that with a whole shaker of salt. But what harm has she done? Ask the great one. And it is a valid question. Here is my argument. Here is why this matters to me. In the year 2025, nothing matters more to any entity at all than the brand. If you want to make money, if you don't care about making money, it's irrelevant. But if you want to make money, nothing matters more than the brand. And I'm talking about your brand, and I'm talking about the brand of whatever, if any, entity you participate in your business under. For the NFL, the brand on the side of your helmet is very important. It is second in importance to the brand of the shield. For North Carolina, the brand is immensely important. And North Carolina's got one advantage that has kept them relevant for as long as they've been relevant. The Jordan affiliation, for instance. That baby blue with the Jumpman logo is iconic. And so right now, whether she has done anything intentional or not, the one thing that you would that I would answer if you say what harm has she done is the brand looks bad right now. What it looks like to me is like you have a 70-plus-year-old coach who is in his first year in this sport, not in football, but in college football, who appears to be having all of the decisions pulled around. And there was a guy who posted screenshots on X where he made a joke about Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, and within 10 minutes, did not tag anybody in it, within 10 minutes found himself blocked by the North Carolina football page. Well, what's the accusation about Jordan Hudson? She runs the social media for the football team now. Saw something about herself and just starts blocking fans, right? What harm's being done? Forget Bill. The brand itself right now. Now, can Bill fix that by going 10-2 and winning the ACC? You're gosh darn right he can.
The football team has no brand. I know you're talking about the university overall, but the football team has no brand. It has no real history. I think Spurrier won a title with Duke, and that's about it in that area. Now, what has North Carolina ever done in football?
I mean, it's not unfair. It's not unfair. But if I'm paying tens of millions of dollars to the guy to come down here and run it this way, and this is the clown show I'm getting right now, I can't. It's not it, man. It's not it. All right, we'll talk more about that later in the show. Maybe we'll see. I don't even know. Are you guys even interested in that story? Is anybody even following that story but me, or am I just being a diva right now? Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob Lonzo and you. I did not know, honestly, how to address the comments of Draymond Green from last week. Because, obviously, it's a very sensitive issue. If you missed it, after the last win by the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green was in the locker room, a game in which he fouled out of. There have been some physical interactions between Draymond and the Timberwolves. A couple of shots that were, let's say, questionable. And Draymond went into the locker room and put up a social media clip where he said he was tired of the narrative. He said, y'all are twisting the narrative to try to make me look like, quote, an angry black man, end quote. And again, racial sensitivities being what they are, I told Lonzo on Friday, there's part of me that wants to address this. And while this is unbecoming of a sports talk radio host, there's a part of me that's a little afraid to, honestly, because I'm a 40-year-old white guy. It is not my place to tell an African-American man what they may and may not believe or feel about any narrative. But I thought about it over the weekend. And the spot that I landed on was this. Draymond, we all own TVs, dude. Right? Like, we see you playing physical basketball, playing, I would even go so far as to say, violent basketball is something that we celebrate, honestly. back in the day, Shaquille O'Neal, one of my favorite players as a Chiron, used to devastate dudes in the paint. Shaquille O'Neal used to take all 7'2", 340 pounds of big dude and just lay into guys. Shaq was the definition of play through his chest. And we loved Shaquille O'Neal, and like nationally. So I grew up in the South. Shaq Daddy went to LSU. There was an affection for Shaq in my family. You can speak on a different part of the country. Do the people love Shaq where you were from? And I know we spent some time in C-Town as a Cavaliers, but outside of that, do they like Shaq predominantly?
Everybody loves Shaq.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just one of those guys. And we've never really seen anyone like him. I mean, you can talk about the big men in the past, but not like him.
There's not. I mean,
that dude's a monster.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen anyone since either. When he started breaking backboards and they had to reinforce because of him. I mean, there's a couple other guys too, but mostly because of him. That was scary and really kind of cool.
Shaquille O'Neal was a different breed of cat. Shaquille O'Neal played violent basketball underneath. Shaquille O'Neal, like I said, was the definition of play through his chest. That was the type of dude that, definition of attacked. If you stood between Shaquille O'Neal and the rim, you could expect that Shaquille O'Neal was willing to Thanos you to get the ball to the glass, right? And Shaq never got accused of anything. In fact, quite the opposite. Shaq was celebrated for the way that he played basketball. So I think what really bothered me about this Draymond thing is the fact that Draymond, it's not that you play violently. It's that you are violent, right? It's not that you play. We celebrate guys also, who play violently.
His violence is cheap. It's not get out of my way, here I come, like with Shaq. I mean, he's kicking here and there. He's punching here and there.
Yeah, but
and
like,
stuff like that.
Like get out of my way, here I come is playing violently. Draymond, when I don't remember who it was that was guarding him in game three. Draymond was outside of the three-point line, back to basket, had the ball up and away, and it wasn't Edwards. I don't remember who it was that was out there guarding him. But somebody got a hand up inside of his and knocked the ball away, and he did this thing where, like, he spun around like he was still, like he still had the ball, and he was trying to raise the ball up over the hand of the defender. He spins around and straight up backspinning hammer fist a dude in the face. And the issue is that he then goes and he tries to sell that as if, oh, well, he was fouling me and I was trying to get the ball away and I lost the ball. So it was just my fist spinning backwards. It's like, dude, no one is going to get after you for playing physical and violent basketball. Quite the opposite. If you play physical and violent basketball and you play it aggressively, we will celebrate you. The problem is we have watched you put a foot through a dude's chest before. We have watched you kick out your leg and catch a dude in the gonads before. Now we have watched you throw what is in MMA a devastating move if it connects because a guy tipped the ball out of your hands. We have watched you do this stuff, and that is not playing aggressive basketball. Again, I would be the first in line much like I do with Nikola Jokic. Jokic, I wouldn't say Jokic's game is violent. I would say Nikola Jokic has a tendency, if he sees even the slightest shimmer of hardwood between he and the glass, he's getting to the glass. And I love watching that dude play. We celebrate aggressive basketball. The second problem I have, if I may go Liberob the Woke Warrior on you all for just a minute, is that I absolutely believe that there are still places where racism is a major problem in sports. I still believe that there are pools of racism in sports that need to be addressed, need to be dealt with, need to be eradicated from sport. The problem is, and again, I may be speaking out of turn as an average 40-year-old white guy who's never really had to struggle before. The problem is, when you say something like that, oh, they're only after me because they want to portray me as a violent black man. No, Draymond. They're after you because you are throwing backwards haymakers at players. That's dangerous. That's bad. What ends up happening is when a spot pops up where there is legitimate racism that needs to be addressed, this, unfortunately, makes it more difficult to do that because this comes up. Oh, yeah. Is it really racism? Or is someone like Draymond just playing the victim card? No, there are spots. Donald Sterling a few years ago, and I know it's an older example, but it's the most, I think, impactful. Donald Sterling a few years ago made it proof positive that there are still places in sports where racism is a problem. Put it on the front page of the news for us. It needs to be addressed. But, Draymond, when you say something like this, you make those points harder to defend. Is it really racism or is it just somebody playing the victim card? In this case, it's somebody playing the victim card. If Draymond Green played basketball the way Draymond Green plays basketball, anywhere else in America, he'd be in jail. Now, there is one problem for Draymond Green. The problem is Draymond Green as a basketball player, he's okay. Right? Like, he's okay. He's not great. He's solid. He's okay. Draymond Green's value to the Golden State Warriors is not as a power forward. Draymond Green's value as a player to the Golden State Warriors is what? He can get inside the heads of dudes. He can get inside your head and he can live there rent-free for a couple of quarters. He can get inside your head and make you change the way that you play basketball. He can create a world in which you are on the floor for your team and the only thing you are thinking about is Draymond Green, because Draymond Green is always going to be in your grill. He creates value by being that guy. And so there's kind of this spot where I'm going to put him into the same place that I put Jim Harbaugh a couple of years ago. Draymond, you just got to be the heel, dude. You just got to be the bad guy. Because that's what gives you value. That's what makes you impactful. Do I like it? No. Do I think it's the right way to play basketball? No, but you know what I do recognize? You're an NBA player for a reason. You're an NBA player on a championship team for a reason. You're an NBA player that, despite in playoff games, I can count on for like 8 points And I don't know what the percentage of games where Draymond Green gets out-rebounded by Steph Curry is, but it's in the double digits. Like, you're not putting numbers on the stat sheet that are blowing anybody away. You're not putting numbers on the stat sheet that have anybody going, oh, this guy's untouchable, this guy's incredible. Like, you're not that good. What you do is play a game that prevents the other team from being able to solely dial in 100% on the game. They can't just lock in on the game. They've always got to be worried about where's Draymond coming from and what's he going to do next. That's your value. Texter said, to me, Draymond is the current day Rodman. Yes and no. You hear Dennis Rodman, you think about the colorful hair and the wedding dress and the marriage to Carmen Electra. Congrats on that, by the way.
And the kick to the cameraman.
And the kick to the cameraman in the groin. But the difference between Draymond and Rodman, and that's fair, but the difference between Draymond and Dennis Rodman is that Rodman was pulling me down 15, 16, 17 boards a game. Draymond is with some level of regularity out-rebounded by his shooting guard. And that's not the spot.
And Draymond isn't in the NWO.
And also Draymond isn't in the NWO. He has gotten involved a couple of times, hasn't he? Hasn't he showed up in a ring a couple of times?
I don't know.
I think he has. And if he hasn't, he absolutely will. But that's it. Not only did Dennis Rodman show up, he went straight to the heel faction, right? There was no come out in Chicago with the face, come out with the good guy, get your cheers, get your cheap pop. No, no, no. Straight to the bad guys. That's you, Draymond. This has nothing to do with trying to make you look like an angry black man. And everything to do with the fact that you are throwing MMA moves at dudes on a basketball court and then pretend like you're not doing it. You understand how much more respect we'd have for you if you came out afterwards and you were like, oh, what you want me to say? I was trying to get the ball back and I punched him in the face. Guess he'll be a little more careful about reaching for the ball next time, won't he?
Pretty sweet spin move. Didn't know I was fast, did you?
Yeah. Like, just accept it. But this, again, there is absolutely racism in sports that needs to be addressed. But when you come out and say stuff like this, it makes it harder to do that for guys like me who want to, Draymond. Nothing to do with your color. Everything to do with that. You're a violent person, man. Please don't hurt me. Now, please don't hurt me. I was going to make a joke about pleasure there, but it was going to sound weird. So I'm just going to say sports flash.
Wow, you didn't even need to say that much. I'm also in pain. The OKC Thunder have tied their series with the Nuggets at two games apiece with a 92-87 win in Denver. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 25. I'm so proud of myself. While Isaiah Hartenstein added 14 boards. I've never said that name right. Nikola Jokic had 27 for Denver, but shot 7-22 from the field. The Indiana Sirs have pushed the Cleveland Cavaliers to the brink of elimination with a 129-109 win for a 3-1 series victory. Pascal Siakam had 21, Miles Turner had 20, and Obi Toppin had added 20 off the bench. Pacers had 80 points at the half and tied for the most in NBA history with the 2017 Celtics and Atlanta Braves topped. Dropped 2 of 3 against Pittsburgh, ending the series with a 4-3 loss. Yesterday, Chris Sale gave up 8 hits and 3 runs and struck out 8 in 5.2 innings.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.